Don't buy the house. I know people have foundation repairs done and you have to do it. But if you have an option not to get into that mess, don't do it. I don't care. Just look around and there'll be a better one you just don't know. And there's a ton of them out there.
There's, you know, for instance, if you don't want that long drive up 59, there's one at Kirkwood Memorial that's really nice. It's five bedrooms. It's beautiful.
But, you know, I've given this advice for 25 years.
I should put a link for the house I'm selling up at Early Edition. So, you know.
It's okay with me.
I'll check with the boss. Okay, right. I said it's all right. All right, I'll do it.
But wait, let me just say this. I've said this many years, and I've had people come back years later and thank me because they actually listened, even though they fell in love with it.
Yep.
They listened, and they said we found even a better house, and we never got stuck with that headache. So
I think it's
patience.
The biggest thing I've learned in owning houses, never love one.
No, and I build them all the time, so we don't get emotionally attached, but a lot of people do, and you should not.
All right, this is a reach for you. I'm on the swine committee at the rodeo, right?
Yes, you are.
Years ago, I went up and we used to do the sift, where they decide which pigs are coming to the rodeo, up at Brenham at the Washington County Fairgrounds. And I'm walking around meeting these kids for the first time, you know, first time I've ever seen them this before. And I go down and talk to this one little kid. I said, "What's your pig's name?" And he looks at me like I have three heads. He goes, "You don't name it. It's livestock."
You might tase it, but you don't name it.
You're talking about fine. That guy last week. Yes. But seriously, so that's the way it is. Pigs and houses and boats, don't love them. They will only hurt you.